G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond. And yet people still doubt despite the evidence. So how do we deal with the doubters? Let's say that Jesus didn't rise from the dead. Well, surely the authorities, both Jewish and Roman, would have produced his dead body in order to quench this new movement. But they didn't. And the reason that they didn't is because they couldn't. There was no body, dead body, to produce. Would Jesus' disciples really have risked death for telling and maintaining a lie about the risen Jesus? These disciples were beaten, confused, defeated, and dispersed men. Or they were, until they saw Jesus truly did rise from the dead, just as he had promised. And after seeing him, they were a transformed and victorious people. I've had people say to me that somebody, even the disciples, stole the body. Ah, that was it. They stole the body. Hardly likely. And if that had occurred, for what reason? How would they have got past the Roman guard and moved the stone a great distance from the tomb? This very reason is what the Jewish authorities tried to perpetuate by way of a bribe in Matthew chapter 28, verse 11 to 15. Now while the disciples of Jesus were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a large amount of silver to the soldiers, saying, "Say that his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and make you free of worry." So they took the money and did as they were told. This saying was spread abroad among the Jews and continues until this day. So we can negate the fact that somebody stole the body. And then we have the swoon theory. Ah, that must be it. Jesus didn't die, but he merely fainted and recovered consciousness in the tomb. That must be it, huh? Even the skeptics disagree with this theory, one of whom said, "It is impossible that a being who had stolen half-dead out of the sepulchre, who crept about weak and ill, wanting medical treatment, who required bandaging, strengthening, and indulgence, and who still at last yielded to his sufferings, could have given to the disciples the impression that he was a conqueror over death and the grave, the prince of life." So nobody stole the body. Jesus didn't merely faint. Okay, then perhaps they all went to the wrong tomb. That's it. Yeah, that must be it. They went to the wrong tomb. Again. Whilst one person may have gone to a wrong tomb, and possibly two, not everybody who knew would have done. Besides, the gospel accounts tell us that people were waiting outside the tomb where Jesus was buried. Even the guards were there. And surely Joseph of Arimathea would know which tomb Jesus was buried in, seeing as Joseph owned it. So somebody stole the body, gone. He fainted. No. They went to the wrong tomb. Wrong. Okay then, Jesus didn't die on the cross, but somebody was substituted for him. That is what Islam believes. However, this is certainly untenable, given the rigidity and strict record-keeping of Roman rule, and with the eyes of the Jewish hierarchy watching upon. This conjecture, this lie, is a lie of Satan, because he knows the significance of Jesus having risen physically from the dead, because that means he is defeated. Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.